21st Century Exhibit. At the Museum of Natural History, three guards in blue eyed us while the fourth, shorter than the others, traced our bodies with a wand. Satisfied, they returned our keys, coffee, eyeglasses, and marched us into the exhibit, crafted to look like an office purged of its desks, its loping workers, the maze of gray board cubicles. In the center of the room, a water cooler stood patiently. In vain, we tried to explicate the intent. "A metaphor for the modern personality," said a man with cockroach eyebrows. "No, it's the perfect marriage of form and content," uttered a woman in a beret. Just then, the artist, who had been hidden among us, crossed the rope and knelt at the cooler, his lips working the spigot, while the rest of us stared, tongues too dumb to say anything, as the water hiccuped and disappeared. He gleefully pointed at his rounded belly, and then waddled to a door without a doorknob, marked with the universal triangle for toilet. His work begun, he signaled to an unseen hand to soften the lamps above us to a kinder orange, so he could more easily study us. His creation, so he could attempt to learn what can't be learned, like why I hate tuna salad garnished with pickle, how my father wore it on his sleeve, pink-green like his heart, the day he busted my nose for spitting, and then again for crying about it. How could anyone ever know this by looking? Still, he persisted with the examination and turned us over in his mind, prizing our flaws because they conferred character, even as his own body began to betray him, the sharp pain in his groin growing sharper. If it had been one of us across the rope, on the rack for art, how long would we have waited to shout finito, or genius, once our bladders had swelled like accordions and we were dancing our own version of the dervish he was madly spinning? Bored with ordinary agony, we slouched toward the tribal wail, the old altar and wrought displays of the 20th century wing, now under renovation.